But for now, the U.S. wants to make sure Saudi Arabia stays a friend. Mutual benefits from the relationship have allowed Saudi Arabia to fly under the U.S. human rights radar. We've been following developments around one specific case. That case involves a former Saudi diplomat, Ali Ahmad Asiri. I've done several reports on this. 4 years ago, the employees of the Saudi consulate in Los Angeles found out that he's gay, and Saudi Arabia stripped Asiri of his diplomatic passport and insisted that he go back to his homeland. In Saudi Arabia, being gay could be punished by death, public lashings, or jail time. And that's the law. When Asiri turned to the U.S. government for asylum, he and his supporters never thought Washington would turn down his request, especially in light of guaranteed persecution at home. But up to this day, Ali Ahmad Asiri's status remains up in the air. Of course, it's not just about gay rights, but also other forms of oppression that would be typically unacceptable to the West, and yet Washington does not show much urge to press on those issues in the relations with the Saudis.